Shabbat Shalom. When faced with tragic circumstances or misfortune, we naturally ask the age-old question, why do bad things happen to good people? Yet we can also ask the inverse, why do good things happen to bad people? Or by extension, why do good things happen to ordinary people or anyone? What brings luck or nachas or good fortune our way? Does every person who lucks out deserve it? This week's Torah portion responds to this. We read, when you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses to live in, and your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold have increased, and everything you own has prospered, beware, lest your heart grow haughty, and you forget Adonai, your God, who freed you from the land of Egypt, the house of bondage. And you say to yourselves, my own power and the might of my own hand have won this wealth for me. So, how do good things come to us? In the first reading of this text, we can see right away that good things unfold in a sequence, a hierarchy of needs. We have our most basic needs. They have to be satisfied first and foremost. It begins with food and shelter. The text then continues with herds and flocks multiplying, silver and gold increasing, and general prosperity growing, all implying a sense of generativity or looking forward to a better future, perhaps even beyond the scope of one's individual life. It's a kind of roadmap of hope. I have a friend who doesn't like cut flowers. She says that although they're very beautiful at first, she doesn't like to watch them wither away in a few short days. She prefers potted plants because as long as she cares for them, they will continue to grow. Plants, like seedlings, carry the future within them. In caring for them and watching them grow, we can see the hierarchy of needs at play, met and goodness unfolding. The text also makes an important use of the word when. It says, when you have eaten your fill and built your fine houses to live in. Notice the word is not if, but when. This implies a certainty that good things will happen at some point, not necessarily in the time frame that we want. And finally, why? Why do good things happen? According to this text, not because of us, or at least not because of us alone. Good things might come our way, bad things might come our way. And while we can have a role in each, we are not in control of all of our life circumstances. This is a very hard concept for us to accept. We want to feel empowered. We want to control our own destinies. But ultimately, we are born into life circumstances that are not of our making, and we are part of countless interdependent systems. Geography, climate, physical and mental health, genetics, community infrastructure, political realities, as well as issues related to gender, race, abilities, dispositions, and much more. Everything in our lives, even our thoughts, can be traced to sources outside of ourselves. The works of our hands and our minds are the products of those who came before us and those who work beside us. Both obvious, like teachers and mentors and family, and invisible, like the person in a foreign country who sewed the shirt that you're wearing. Or the invisible line of connection between the Torah that we are learning and the ancient teachers who first taught it. The Torah teaches us that it is only through the grace of God that we experience good things in our lives. We often think of the concept of grace as more at home in Christian theology, but it is a central belief in Judaism, yet with a different theological root. While the origin of this paradigm in Christianity stems from original sin, in Judaism, God's grace, chesed, is in response to our covenant. Both Christianity and Judaism view grace as undeserved benevolence from God. In other words, good things can happen to us even when we've done nothing to deserve it. Rosh Hashanah is just over 5 weeks away. We have already begun the season of soul searching that leads to teshuva, repentance. Now is the time to begin to do a self-assessment. What must we make amends for? Likewise, what are we grateful for? What gifts of grace have we received this year? And from where did these gifts come? A Hasidic master teaches, you have no independent self. You are contained in the Creator. Everything, all of us, are a part of divinity. Our response to God's grace, God's chesed, can only be gratitude. We don't always get what we want, when we want it, but when we pay attention, we inevitably notice all kinds of gifts that we have received, whether or not we've deserved them. And this is an important message for us in the season of Teshuvah as we consider the source of goodness in our lives. Shabbat Shalom.